The mere act of arising will win for you God's help and blessing. The mere act of arising, no matter what you were, what your background is, you just arise. And the capacity to do whatever it is you want to do and has to be done will come. I don't know if you can believe it, but this is only the beginning of the outpouring of these divine miracles we're sharing this morning. I wanted to have the privilege of telling you and the bounty of why I consider the year 1983, Baha'i Era 140, as a year of divine destinies. I'm not talking about the victories, you saw them Friday, nor about the martyrs who watered the soil of the planet and shed a red river of blood in the sands of Persia to make everything alive. You saw Friday all too well what wonderful things that has happened. I want to tell you about some of the goals that have been won here in the World Center. You see, when I was on pilgrimage, beloved guardian said whenever the goals were won, a tremendous power was released into the world. National goals and World Center goals. And he also made it clear that the goals of our plan, the winning the goals was not the victory. Those goals were the bare minimum that kept us from defeat or from losing the plan. It was when we finished them, out of the completion of the goals, a power was released in every country. Then came the supplemental goals. And like the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven, when all the music comes pouring down the hill toward the sea, those are the victories we shall win. You have had the bounty of visiting the house of Abdullah Pasha, acquired by the Universal House of Justice, reconstructed in all its beauty, and then you had the bounty of visiting and seeing the wonderful completion of the furnishings and the interior and all the marvelous, exciting things of genius that were done on our behalf by Amatul Baha Rohia Khanum. History will long remember that gift she gave to you and to me this year. That's why I call her, that to me she'll always be the queen of the world. She doesn't like it when I say that. So I won't go any further. I won't go any further because I don't want to lose my privileges of coming for tea at the house of the master when I happen to have the bounty of being here at the same time she is. But that power is going out because of that. Tremendous power. We can't even measure it. In 1952-53, the beloved guardian made it clear that the Baha'i Holy Year began in October 52, but it didn't end until October 53. It was a year of these outpourings. And we have the year of the 50th anniversary of the greatest holy leap, July 15th, 1982, and it will go on in a special way till July 15th, 1983. You know, she was so beautiful and so pure, Baha'u'llah said, that whatever prayers she uttered were answered. So you know a good secret between now and July 15th to have a lot of the things you'd like to do answered through prayer. Of course, they will be answered in many other ways, but something special for this year. And, of course, I save this one about the 25th anniversary of the passing our beloved guardian, who always surrounded us with his love and protection and guidance while he was on this plane, more in the next plane, but with something special this year from November 4th, 1982 to November 4th, 1983. Arise and do something in his name. Something wonderful to repay in some small way for all of those years, those 36 years of tremendous love that he poured out upon us. That power is with us this year. That's why this is a year unlike any other year. And then, of course, in this year, the Universal House of Justice, God's house, assumed its seat. So what a year. I mean, we're bathed in the spirit of love and action unprecedented. Beloved friends, shivers go up my spine as I contemplate the wonder of that next accomplishment. When I was on pilgrimage, I had just come from Wilmette, the start of the beginning year of the 10-year plan, and the house of worship in Wilmette had been completed. And the beloved guardian talked about it, and he told us what we had conquered 100 countries in 11 months since the day of that dedication, of something that never had happened before in religious history, 100 countries in 11 months. And he said it was because the goal was completed and the power was poured out, that the Master had said, when that house of worship was finished and dedicated to public worship, from that point of light, the faith of Baha'u'llah would be carried to all parts of the world. The pioneers were on the move, and 100 countries had been conquered because of that tremendous power. Now, just a glimpse of the significance of what you have witnessed and been a part of these last few days. Significant not only to you as an individual Baha'i, to your National Assembly or to your Baha'i community, or even to our precious faith itself, but significant to all religions and every single human being on the face of the planet. This is indeed, as our Universal House of Justice has said, a time of rejoicing for all mankind. A time of the fulfillment of the wonderful prophecies of Baha'u'llah about the men of the House of Justice, the people of Baha. Baha'u'llah even tells Mount Carmel, the mountain itself where it all took place, to rejoice. Rejoice, he said, for God hath in this day established his throne upon thee. Nobody will ever understand the wonder of it. Verily, Baha'u'llah says, both land and sea rejoice at this announcement. Ere long will God sail his ark upon thee and will manifest the people of Baha who have been mentioned in the book of names, the men of the House of Justice. So let us all rejoice at the spirit and power that has been released into the world that will help us win the victories. I'm sure already you can begin to hear the onrushing hoofbeats of the new battalions of Baha'u'llah. And all the promises of Isaiah, Micah, Haggai, and the prophets of old and their vision for the house of God have been also fulfilled. A fulfillment of prophecy and an outpouring of spirit from the earliest days of sacred literature. The house of the Lord has been built as it was promised in the latter days. The latter days, that's now. Let us go up to the house of the Lord. Let us walk in his ways and declare his righteousness. And a voice behind me said, this is the path, walk ye in it. And the law shall go down from the mountain of God. And in those days the people of the Lord, the remnants of God, shall come, and they shall work in the house of the Lord of hosts. On and on go the wonders and the mysteries and the significance of these great days you have experienced. Beloved friends, colleagues, fellow Baha'is, these are the blessings that Baha'u'llah has showered upon us during these days of rapture and joy. You have seated yourselves beneath the dome of that house of the Lord of hosts. You have walked the ark. And as we go down now after these sessions today and the wonderful feast this afternoon from this mountain of God tomorrow and back into the world of man, do you think we can ever again be the same people we were before we came here? Can we ever again be satisfied with what we have done for the faith in the past? Will any number of victories seem sufficient for what God has poured over us and into our hearts? In the light of this outpouring for you and your country, listen now to what that power can do like it has never done in the past. This is from our writings. Beloved Guardian, one soul can bring in an active community to life, can bring in numbers of new believers, and can restore lost assemblies. One soul. One sincere soul on fire with the faith can set an entire country ablaze. One soul, an entire country. From the Master, one soul can illuminate an entire continent. One soul, a country, a continent. You are the generals of a whole army of such potential spiritual one soul. And it takes only one such soul to conquer, change, and transform your country. That is the message you should bring back. Imagine the victories that can be born here in this room today. Let the tidal wave start here. Could there possibly be more? Is God in this great day of outpouring going to give us even greater gifts? He is indeed, and one of the most beautiful, tender gifts of all. So great is the need on our part to help humanity. So great is their need in suffering. So tremendous is the matching power of Baha'u'llah that we don't even have to search for these souls in order to find this fast increase. These prepared souls are ready, waiting, standing by, hungering for our coming. We now need only to get our spiritual army on the move. When I was on pilgrimage, the beloved guardian, one night at that wondrous table, said that in every materialistic city there were thousands of souls hungering for the word of God. And the Master Abdu'l-Bahá is quoted as saying in a pilgrim's note, "We should pray that we may be guided to those souls whose hearts God has prepared for his cause, and that they may be guided to us." Our beloved guardian wrote the same, not a pilgrim's note. It's on page 30 of that wonderful teaching compilation of the Universal House of Justice, Raising the Divine Call. Beloved guardian says, make a special point of praying ardently, not only for success in general, but that God may send to you the souls that are ready. There are such souls in every city. And I can hear his words saying, thousands of them hungering for the word of God in the cities, in the countries. So not only is that vast increase possible in your country and in every country, but God himself has prepared them for us. And they are crying out to us, come and get me. I'm waiting. As Baha'u'llah said, everybody is crying for a soul in this day. And in the words of the lovely Baha'i song, we are the soul catchers. As Amatul Baha Rehekanum said Saturday morning so movingly, the only thing, beloved friends, that holds us back from this flood tide of new believers is ourselves. And how vital is that to our own spiritual life? The beloved guardian, early in his ministry, and the Universal House of Justice at the start of theirs, warned us about the danger of not immersing ourselves completely in the Word of God in this day. Humanity, this is the quotation, humanity through suffering is swiftly moving on toward its destiny. If we be loiterers, if we fail to play our part, surely others will be called upon to take up our tasks as ministers to the crying needs of this afflicted world. Beloved friends, if we fail to arise and play our part, after the blessings and what we have heard here, and what we know from the writings, the knowledge and the spirit, others and not us, deserve to take up our tasks. Others, not us, are probably three of the saddest words in any language. Beloved friends, this appeal, as I told you, comes from all of the hands of the cause of God. There are still 10 of us alive and walking on the face of the earth. 8 are here today with you on the side of this mountain. Those in the Abha kingdom sure are doing even more than any of us here. But never feel sad that there seem to be so few of us left with you. Not if your spiritual army will arise here and win this great worldwide teaching victory, while the hands of the cause of God, who are still here, can see it beginning with their own eyes. And there's another wonderful reason for no sadness. Our beloved guardian, Shoghi Effendi, whenever I think of the beloved guardian and I mention his names, I can't think of any other word I want to say but to stand up and look at the stars and say, hallelujah. I know, of course, that's a Christian word. But since Baha'u'llah is the return of Christ, I thought this is the return of hallelujah. And I've said it in that light. I remember when I went back to my room the first night, I couldn't think of anything. Just being in his presence, and all I said until I fell asleep was looked at the ceiling and said, Baha'u'llah, Baha'u'llah, Baha'u'llah. Shoghi Effendi was another great gift to us said that when that noble edifice, the mighty universal house of justice, came into being, it would establish glorious institutions. It has. The International Teaching Center, you have met the members here, is described in our writings as one of those world-shaping, world-embracing, world-directing institutions of Baha'u'llah's mighty world order. Of course, it's glorious. The Universal House of Justice also raised up another glorious institution, the Continental Boards of Counselors. The counselors of the world are all here with you today in this room to help this great spiritual campaign of the conquest of the planet. There was wonderful things about that Friday night with the program, so I need say no more. Other than that, the hands of the cause, the International Teaching Center, the Continental Board of Counselors, the auxiliary board members, and all their assistants, all of us, are ready, poised, and eager to rush to the aid of every national spiritual assembly everywhere that wants at last to win the victory. And if all of these precious outpourings and gifts were not enough, guiding, sustaining, inspiring, every hour of every day and every night, those heroes and heroines, men, women, youth, and children, pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit of these eager and willing, radiant, potential, one soul conquerors of the hearts of mankind everywhere, are five separate sources of divine infallibility. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five. I mean, the world throbs with the vibrations, and the very soul feels shivers of awe and a stab-like thrill of delight to say, I am a Baha'i, and to know that pouring down upon you whatever task you have are the powers and blessings and infinite infallibility of the Bab, Baha'u'llah, Abdul Baha, Shoghi Effendi, and our supreme universal house of justice, its members living, walking amongst us, sitting here with us in this room, and we have been under shadow of the seat of the house of the Lord of Hosts. So generals, sound the call, for the entire planet is in your hands. In one final memory to carry back, I hope it will be burned into your hearts and the hearts of all my dearly loved fellow Baha'is in your country as it is burned into mine. And please embrace them on my behalf and give them my warm love. This is another gift from our beloved guardian through his matchless translations. It is that unforgettable picture of the beloved master saying, Oh, how I long, even if on foot in the utmost poverty, to walk through every mountain and valley to all the places in your countries, and crying aloud the greatest name to awaken the souls everywhere. Alas, he said, I cannot do it, but please God, ye will achieve it. And the blessed beauty, Baha'u'llah, supreme redeemer of men, organizer of the entire planet, promise of all ages, king of kings and lord of hosts, said tenderly, Oh, how I long to announce unto every spot on the surface of the earth and to carry to each one of its cities the glad tidings of this revelation. You know that he said that in the Tablet of Carmel. The charter for all these wondrous institutions at the World Center that you have seen, including the mighty seat of the Universal House of Justice, source of all good, freed from all ever, from all error, last refuge of a tottering civilization. Surely that was a special message to all the NSA members from the Blessed Beauty who sat there and voted for our Universal House of Justice. But remember, Baha'u'llah did not forget your spiritual army, all of them, from the cities to the tiniest villages, his followers everywhere. Baha'u'llah, in the epistle to the Son of the Wolf, says, even more tenderly, that he longs to lay his face against the ground on every spot of the earth. For perhaps that will be the spot where the footsteps One of his loved ones has passed on their way to carry his message and love and unity to this sad, afflicted world. Can you envision the picture in your country? Wherever your teachers are going, the Blessed Beauty wanted to